Let's look at what's happening market-wise today. It's been kind of an interesting market week for these grains this week, Christian, as we look at the, let's start with soybeans, because it seems like their export demand, is that a little bit of the fuel to the way we've seen some trade for them as of late?
It's a huge fuel, because China buys pretty much every day, and I guess the buyer officially was unknown today, but we all pretty much assume it's China at this point. But, I mean, it's a pace that can't keep up. It's just absolutely amazing, but their crush margins in China are huge. Some of the best they've seen in years. And so, I mean, from that sense, it makes sense for them to buy. But, boy, you know, the export sales this week were big, and like I said, it should be good again next week because they show up every day to buy. The market's getting a little overbought. It's probably due for a little correction. I mean, we'll probably gravitate back to $12 even today because we do have November option expiration today. So that's more than likely what's going to happen. But, boy, you know, this market can't break a whole lot when you have demand under it all the time.
And we're seeing, I mean, we see it on the futures at $12. You know, over $11 on the cash is making for a lot of guys, if they haven't sold those beans yet, pretty happy.
Yeah, it is. You know, and then especially nice for people whose yields are coming out better than expected. It's just free bushels, and they're just cashing out, which is a great scenario, really, if you got a good bean yield. So people are pretty happy with that, and the nice thing is they can look forward to next year, and the prices are, they're discounted a little bit, but they're still really good prices.
Is the soybeans pulling the corn up today?
Yeah, I would say so. I think corn is kind of caught between beans being more friendly and wheat struggling. And the wheat is interesting, too, because the soft red wheat areas, they could use some rain. The southern plains are getting some rain, so you kind of have a push-pull scenario going on there. Beans are going to close higher for the week. Corn is right now, as we speak, 2 cents higher for the week. Now, that would be a friendly technical sign on corn if it goes higher for the week, you know, especially after what we saw, you know, last week, basically. Wheat, though, will likely close lower. And so, like I said, that's the one that's kind of pulling it down here a little bit. So it's kind of the push-pull on corn right now between wheat and soybeans.
Over to the livestock side, anticipation more than usual months for this cattle and feed report?
Well, I think so. When you have a market trending this fast, and you count, I don't, it's probably about the last 10 sessions or so, December cattle have gone from 97 to, you know, 101, 101.20. That's a big move. So people are going to be watching that pretty closely. Cash, obviously, has been a big part of it. Export sales were huge yesterday. Humongous. So, you know, now people want to see if there's more, you know, fundamental backing behind this rally.
Did anybody see that $5 cash sales come? I mean, increase of $5 coming at them?
You know, that's what it kind of looks like at this point. The weights are still pretty low. Slaughtered still above a year ago. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, we still just don't have that many, you know, cattle out there. And maybe we confirm that more again later today, but that's what it's looking like at this point.
What about for these hogs? Are we going to see some concerns with the way they're trading and wondering, is the market there to make those purchases?
You know, the hogs, you know, they've been firming up lately, but, you know, cash and cutouts have just taken an absolute nosedive here as of late. And from that standpoint, you know, things are looking kind of tough, and the weights are up compared to a year ago, so we have more on the market. I think a big aspect of that market is going to be the poultry market, because that market, you know, chick placements are up another 6%. There's just a lot of chicken and pork on the market in general. Cold storage today might show less pork on the market, but in the near term, we just had a lot of people that had hogs ready in this time period, and they haven't been having to pay up for them, so the cash price has really dropped really fast.
Anything else you'd like to add, Christian?
Well, the other thing I'd say is the cattle hog spread is extremely wide right now, with obviously the premium being to the cattle. Long term, that's not going to stay that way. Either the cattle are going to come down, hogs need to go up. Hogs, like I said, recently have started to come up a little bit, maybe forming some support here. But that's a spread that people are going to keep their eyes on pretty closely, because it's kind of out of whack at this point.